Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Hi, and welcome to our international e-twinning podcast. I hope all of you are healthy. Today's episode is going to be about responsible consumption and production. We want to discuss the difference between our countries. We also want to discuss our different opinions on this topic. I wish you fun while listening, but first, I think we should introduce ourselves.
Hey, my name is Clara.
Hi, my name is Eleonora, and we are both from Italy.
Hi, my name is Inza, and I'm from Spain.
And my name is Annabel. I am from Germany.
We are girls from different countries and we don't know each other. I think this makes the podcast more interesting. Do you think your consumption is responsible?
Compared to 2002, the percentage of those who have adopted more responsible consumer practices in their consumption choices is also growing. Therefore, the dissemination of information on the environmental and social impacts of lifestyles can increase responsible consumption.
In my country, Spain, consumers increasingly value ethical and ecological aspects when they are deciding whether to purchase a product or not. Some people also avoid cruises for their damages, such as contamination and overcrowding. A small part of our state also prefers not to travel far to promote local development and minimize the environmental impact of these trips.
In my opinion, everybody can be more responsible, but I try my best. I always separate the garbage and try to leave nothing behind. I also dispose of very little food. We should all pay attention to this. There are far too many people on Earth who are suffering from hunger. It is a privilege to live as we do, and we should appreciate this privilege, not take advantage of it.
Do you think the world consumption is responsible?
I think the world consumption isn't responsible. Waste too much food and pollute the environment. The proportion of plastic in the seas is unbelievable. We are far from acting responsibly. Also, the way we are handling our food is not sustainable.
I also think the world consumption isn't responsible. Our seas are full of plastic, a lot of people have dietary deficiency, and even more troubling is the fact that a lot of people are throwing away food and also the pollution in our planet is getting worse and worse. Where are we headed? How much food do you think is wasted every year around the world, and how much is it dumped into the sea?
Every year, 1.3 billion tons of food is wasted globally, 1/3 of all the food produced for the human consumption, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, of the United Nations. The amount of food lost or wasted costs $2.6 trillion annually and is more than enough to feed all the 815 million hungry people in the world. For example, in sub-Saharan Africa, 83% of food is lost during production, handling, storage and processing, while just 5% is wasted by consumers.
In Germany, almost 12 million tons of food end up in the garbage. This is an ecological and economic problem. The United Nations formulated the goal of food waste by 2030. Germany committed to this goal.
Which actions can we take to be responsible of our planet?
In my opinion, the factories shouldn't overproduce a product because all the products that aren't sold are energies and materials wasted. Once the factory fails, the remaining products are thrown away in the environment, and that's a problem that we should deal with. Another problem is that people should shop more consciously and not buy exaggerated quantities of food. A lot of children die every day for not having food, so it's better buy only what we really need and not a lot of stuff that for us is useless.
We should greatly reduce our plastic consumption. Our thinking about the environment should become more important.
I think that we should volunteer to clean our city in order to reduce the plastic that it is thrown away to the sea. Plant trees to produce oxygen, reduce the use of plastic, use renewable energy sources, take steps to reduce pollution, save electricity, and reuse and recycle everything that we use. Being responsible of what we buy and what we throw away is also an important issue.
How responsible is the production in your country?
Responsible consumption is concentrated mainly in the north and center of the country and less in the south. During the recent years, responsible consumption has increased and has become an integral part of every tenant's life.
Spain's rural population decreased and many farms disappeared. Spanish agriculture has remained relatively backward by Western European standards.
In Germany, sustainability aspects have only just begun to be incorporated into the everyday practice of companies. The Federal Environment Agency has described what sustainable production should look like. You can read more about this in the study Sustainable Development in Germany. We should reduce pollutant emissions as much as possible and transact the avoid pollutant emissions through production integrated measures. The use of resources should be also minimized to a level that is acceptable for our Earth. So guys, the coronavirus is a frequently discussed theme in the world. I hope our audience doesn't have much problems with the virus. It would be very interesting to know what the production changes in your countries because of this topic.
The Italian economy will pay a very high price to the coronavirus crisis. This is the estimate of the RIF Research Center, which explains how the economic effects are linked to the evolution of the epidemic, and this explains the uncertainty about the prospects. According to RIF Research's assessment, the epidemic and above all the measures taken to contain it caused in the short term a lower GDP of between 9 billion and 27 billion, depending on the assumption adopted on the extent of losses and gains in the various sectors. The decline for the entire economy, on the other hand, ranges from -1% to -3%.
For many companies in Germany, the following is the case. Supplies from China are not available. At worst, this can lead to a shutdown of the production. And there aren't any alternatives. Gabriel Falber, mayor of the Institute for the World Economy in Kiel, explains to the RD Business Magazine Plus Minus. We have very tightly timed production plans. That means just in time. There is more stockpiling in Germany. Responsitoning the supply chain take time. No one can step in quickly.
In Spain, we have to pay all expenses, and these expenses will be very high. The growth forecast for Spain was 1.6%, and with a deficit of 1.8% of GDP. We can no longer see it occurring during this year. Therefore, as the coalition government has asked, new budgets are needed to face the coronavirus health emergency that Spain must face. The coronavirus alarm has led the central government and the different autonomous governments to make decisions on the move. Although Italy already had the sample of proactively making some decisions, it has culminated in Spain in a health alert for coronavirus, and this decision will bring catastrophic economical.
So, today we spoke about the responsible consumption and production in three different countries in order to give you a general overview. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and if you have some questions, you can contact us on Instagram or Facebook. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Greetings from Chiara, Inza, Annabelle and me.
Germany.